Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Makin' 8. Let's buck.
Well, good Oklahoma morning to you rodeo fans and Makin' 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time for a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, day one from Oklahoma. And I have got to tell you, wow. What a road trip we had yesterday. We had the fans on board rocking and rolling. It was a little bit longer than what we expected. Thanks to the Makin' 8 Maniacs out there who were getting me lost, as they were supposed to be over there helping me navigate. And, it didn't work out so well. But I'm blaming them for it. But we did get down here last night, and, man, let me tell you, it was downright cold. It was 49 degrees when we pulled up down here, and coming up from Florida, where I think the lowest we've had it here in the last few months has been about 65. It was downright cold down here. But we are here. We are ready to rock and roll, and I got to tell you, we got some rodeo action coming your way this weekend. We're getting ready to head down to Miami, Oklahoma. It's about 35 minutes from here. We're going to go down and hang out with Steve Gussert with G-Money Rodeo, and I got to tell you, it's going to be wild. Now, for all of those fans that are out there tuning in right now, you may catch me outside. You may hear wind in the background. It is a little windy down here this morning, but sun is shining, and it's a great day. But we are outside because we're sitting here on Monkey Island, of all the places we're staying at, Monkey Island. But we are down here at Jay Brainerd's house. We're going to be bunking up here, hanging our hat here for the next week, I guess, or thereabout. Cell phone service is terrible down here. So, yeah, we're actually outside doing our broadcast, but that's all right. We're going to have a good time. I did get some phone calls this morning that I think you guys are going to really be pleased with. We got some great guys that are going to be on our show next week. And you guys are going to really have to tune in as we start rocking and rolling out here from Oklahoma. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited about being here. Things just keep rolling. I believe that this is the path that we needed to be heading down. This is that rodeo road we needed to take, and we sure are happy to be traveling down it right now. And I'm glad to have all you guys on board here with us, got to say good morning to Kat and, some of our fans that have been tuning in throughout the last couple days as we were hitting the road. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what was your favorite part of our road trip broadcast. What was, some of you fans hung in there almost the entire time. I mean, we're talking 10 hours just 2 days ago, and then turn around and we were broadcasting for darn near 12 hours yesterday. May have even been 13, because I believe it was 9 o'clock Central Time when we got started, and I don't think we got down here until about 10 o'clock last night. So, yeah, we're talking a 13-hour road trip, and most of you guys hung with us the whole way. We did leave a few of you here in Texas, that was the theme behind it. But we had a great time. It was some of the best traveling partners we could have had. We traveled with so many of you young ladies out there, and the good thing about it was is we didn't have to stop off every 20 minutes to go to the bathroom. We did hear a lot of "Are we there yet?" It was absolutely a blast, and I cannot wait to get out there and do it again. And you guys are going to get more of those Life on the Road series while we're out here in Oklahoma. We're going to be heading down to Texas, going to be possibly going up to Kansas. You know, we've got a lot of Oklahoma ground to cover, and we're going to be bringing you guys some live video streams. So you guys stay tuned and be able to tune in with us and check us out and be our traveling partners here along the way. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I mean, we certainly geared up for it. And I think we've kind of come into something really new and exciting. We did have some issues, you know, obviously with our stream, but that's kind of the price you pay when they're, you know, broadcasting live. So just checking out, looks like we got some of our regulars here on board, Miss Shannon Taylor, Miss Donna Davis. yeah, I'm getting threats because there were some rumors spreading around that I was actually singing yesterday. I don't believe it, but that's the rumor that's floating around. So if you guys by any chance hear it out there, don't believe everything you hear. But yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time. Well, now Denise is out there throwing around that there's some recording of it. I'm not quite sure about that, but we'll have to wait for confirmation on that one. But we really have had a great time with all of you fans here the last couple days. I thought y'all would be sick and tired of me, and turns out you guys are just wanting more because you're back here in the chat room, and we're glad that you are, really are excited about it. So as we kick off day one here from Oklahoma, get ready to head on over to Miami, Oklahoma for the G-Money Rodeo. The Rodeo Miami, which will be broadcasted tonight's going to be the Slack performance. We're going to kind of do a test run. We're going to be working out some issues. So if you guys want to come on over and hang out with us and chat a little bit, feel free to this evening. It'll be actually this afternoon is when we get started. We'll be going on for a period of time there. It'll be fun. You know, it's just a laid-back deal. You guys get a kind of a preview of what's going on. The live event center is up and running, so we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, it's time to get into the bull riding rodeo action with you, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Thursday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the ditch. Wish I was the son of someone rich. I blew $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison brown in the blazing sun. Right, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hey, I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? There's a buzzard circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now, I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. And I'll bet my daddy'd sure be proud if he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? Comes a blonde in a Cadillac.
rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hey, I need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hoos, and horn. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Thursday morning, afternoon, whatever the case may be, in your neck of the woods. I got to tell you that we're just rounding out here. It's just about lunchtime, quarter to 12 here, Oklahoma time, and we're loving being out here. Man, I got to tell you, can't wait to get the rest of the family out this way. You can bet that we're going to be working on hanging our hats right here. Seeing some tweets coming in, I know that a lot of you guys are still not excited about the new format here with Blog Talk, but hey, you know, unfortunately, that's what we had to work with, you know. Trying to make some changes to it. I'm sure they'll make some adjustments if they can get your positive feedback. But anyways, here it's Thursday. It's time to get geared up and ready for some rodeo bull riding action this weekend. I know that PBR is back in Seattle. It's going to be a great time there. Man, I'm telling you, they got some of the big boys heading in town. Obviously, we had Shane Proctor on our show yesterday. If you guys missed that, probably want to get on over to our archives and listen to it. We do have it retitled now. We finally had an opportunity to break out the computer and start working on things. It's kind of hard to do when you're sitting behind the wheel, you know. But, man, I'll tell you, what a great time we did have yesterday and the day before traveling out here from the Sunshine State of Florida. I know that Mrs. Makin 8 is back home, and she's taking the family out. They're actually out hunting gators right now, so having a good time on the airboat rides. But, yeah, you can bet that we're here. We're having a good time, and it's going to be exciting. These next couple days, we're going to be out with G-Money Rodeo in Miami, Oklahoma. And no doubt, it's going to be this is what we're here for. We're here to go to work and here to bring you all the excitement of what's going on in the rodeo community. And, yeah, we're going to definitely do that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Tune in with us. We'll be doing our broadcast tonight as we get things started out there. We'll find out just how good our internet service is out that way. We're going to work on setting up cameras and making things happen for you guys. I know that the cell phone service is not great right here, so I apologize if I do break up, but hey, you know, it's what we have to work with. It's all about being on the internet, streaming it live, so that way we've got fans. You know, we had fans even check in yesterday from Australia. How cool is that? I mean, I was just, you know, I thought that was the neatest thing in the world. It was great to see Jeb out there. Great young lady. And you know, hopefully they'll get more of the Makin 8 Maniacs out there in that area tuning in here live on our shows. Give you guys a taste of the PBR and PRCA, you know, many of the other associations. And I'm going to tell you what, now that we're here in rodeo country, you can bet that we're going to start bringing it to you. Looks like we got many of our fans here that were tuned in over the last couple of days. Like I said, we've been sitting back here talking. We're looking to try to find out what was your favorite part of the road trip. Now, I'm hearing a lot about this thing about me singing, and I just don't get it, you know. we get, you know, over 20 hours in a truck, probably around 23 hours in a truck. You guys were cruising along with us through most of the way, and you're going to tell me we had shots of some beautiful scenery out there. We had some great conversations that went on our road trip with you, the Making 8 fans, sitting at home. And you guys are going to tell me that my singing was your favorite part? Come on, really? That's just, oh, man, I don't get it. But anyways, it was a fun time, and we cannot wait to do it again. Like I said, we got trips that we're going to be planning from Oklahoma to Texas. We full Oklahoma State cover, and you can bet that we're going to be there, and we're going to start broadcasting these deals. I just love having you guys as my traveling partners, even if we do have some cowboys in the truck with us as we head on down that rodeo road. We're going to broadcast it. We're going to give you guys a taste of what it's like when you get more than one guy in that truck. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll definitely work on doing that. Looks like we got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can't jump down there and bring him on. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Scott?
Well, Miss Donna, I figured that you would call in and give us a hard time because we did give you a hard time yesterday. How
and
are you?
You know it. I'm doing good.
Good, good. How's the weather down there in Texas this morning?
Hot and dry.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, it's better than what it has been from what I understand. I know that you guys have gotten a lot of wet weather down this way. And I'll tell you what, we'll just say we brought the sunshine with us from the Sunshine State down there in Florida. It's great down here. It was cold last night, but when I woke up this morning, I was loving it. I said, man, this is great weather.
Well, I just want all the maniacs to know I'm going to get you back when you get down here. You have
yes,
payback
ma'am.
Coming.
Yes, ma'am. I, you know, and rightfully so, because we did have you worried. And for the fans that may not have been able to catch that portion of our trip yesterday, we were driving into Texas. And, of course, you know, Miss Donna being from Texas area, and I did get sidetracked. I ended up missing a turn because I was so focused on what was going on during the live broadcast we're doing in the chat room, you know, and I'm trying to drive down the road and read things, and no, I'm not a multitasker, right, Donna? You know?
Yeah, really.
You know? So I got a little sidetracked, and I got off on the wrong road, and it was trying to loop me back around, but I did have my GPS, and it did get me back on track. However, because of the Facebook comments and the Twitter comments that were coming out there, you had made a suggestion about calling your brother, or your son, and because he's from that area and helping us get through that Metroplex area, right?
Right.
So, as it turned out, we were already back on track. But, of course, Donna cannot see what's going on, so you're scrambling out there to try to help us out. And you called your son, but you didn't get a hold of him. You got a hold of your daughter-in-law, right?
Exactly.
So I get a phone call from your daughter-in-law trying to give us directions and routing on where we're at and so she can figure it out and help us out and get back on the right track. But as it turned out, like I said, we were already on that right track. We just wanted to give you a hard time. So we actually brought her into it. I explained to her what was going on, and she said, okay, well, I'll call her back and have her give you a call. And I said, that would be great. So, of course, all the Making 8 Maniacs are on board with this as well. So I'm not going to be the only one taking the fall for this because they were just as much a part of it. But they called in, or your daughter-in-law called you back and had you call me. And you were kind of in an uproar trying to figure out what was going on. And of course, it turned out to be just a big joke's on you day, right?
It was a huge setup.
It was. Did you get your daughter-in-law back? Did you call her back?
Oh, she thought that was hilarious, and this is what really gets me. She said, oh, he sounded so cutesy on the phone.
So cutesy, huh?
Yeah, so now we have another name for you, Cowboy Diva.
Uh-huh.
Booger.
Excellent. Thanks. Well, I'm pleased to tell me you didn't throw out the Cowboy Diva.
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Donna, it was a great time. And thank you for, you know, if we had needed help, we know that you would have been there for us, and we definitely appreciate it.
No, you're on your own next time. I'm not going to be a good Samaritan for you ever again. You know I will.
I hear you. Well, thank you very much for calling in here today, and I look forward to getting down there so you can give me a hard time. We're going to be down your way here real soon.
Yeah, we're going to test out the ejection seats on you in the simulators.
That's right. Just make sure it's got a parachute on it, okay?
Oh, no. We're going to take that out.
I hear you. Well, I do look All forward right. to it. Cannot wait to get down there. Take care, Donna.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, guys. Miss Donna Davis, obviously, the Cajun Cowgirl. And, yeah, we did have a good time with her. It was absolutely a lot of fun. Cannot wait. But that's part of the things that we do on the road trips, you know. It's all about getting out and having a good time. And I see you guys not taking the rap for that, but you guys were just as much a part of this. You know, you guys were over there talking to me and chatting to me. You were a distraction. And, yeah, of course, you know, when you're talking to a guy that doesn't multitask well, it can only result in trouble. And that's exactly what it was for Donna anyways. But, yeah, great show. It was a great time. And, you know, we can't wait to get out there and do some of those things again. But watch out, because the Making Eight shenanigans might just be pulled out again. We will have a good time with it, you can bet. Anyways, looks like Gabby is still having some issues there. You know, we did have Miss Sandy Graver, and we had Miss Sandra Plasters jump on board here. It was kind of interesting yesterday. I believe that one Sandy left, the other Sandy came in and checked in with us, and it was great to have you guys on board and stopping by to say hello, you know. And I think throughout the day, you know, we really did. We had so many of the fans out there that were just, you know, checking in, stopping in and out, you know, in between running errands or getting out and doing things, going to feed horses. And, you know, it's just really cool to have you guys stopping in and out, checking in on us. Yeah. And, you know, well, you know, as it turns out, we actually got another caller on the line, so let's see if we can't bring them on. 612, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Emily, right?
Yeah.
Well, how are you, Miss Emily?
Good.
Good. How's your day coming out?
Good.
Awesome. That is great. So I got to ask you, though, what was your best part of the road trip yet the last 2 days?
The singing and the dancing.
Oh, good. Really? Seriously? Well, I can't figure that out. We had two great days of life on the road. We shot some great scenery shots yesterday.
Oh, that was good,
after
too.
After we got our camera to then. But you're going to tell me that the singing and the dancing from me was the best part of the road trip. Wow. What? You
yep.
know? Okay. Well, it was definitely entertaining. I won't deny that. It was definitely entertaining. But, Emily, thank you guys so much for being my traveling partners out there. You know, I know it certainly made Mrs. Making Eight feel a whole lot better to know that, you know, there were so many of you Making Eight maniacs hanging out with me and keeping me entertained and occupied as we were out there on the road. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, no problem.
<It was fun. laughs> Well, that's good. You're right. Yeah, we'll certainly do it again here, and I look forward to it. Now, you're out on the road right now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm driving.
it's a shame that you can't be broadcasting it. We could all be tuned in, giving you a hard time, getting you lost like you guys did me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, well, I got to tell you, thank you very much for jumping on here on the show today. Did you have another reason why you wanted to call, or are you just calling to give me a hard time?
I'm calling to give you a hard time, as always.
Okay, well, good. Listen, I'm going to let you get back to driving on the road, because we don't want to distract you like you guys did me, and we don't want to get you lost like you guys did me. But we will catch back up with you. I know that you're hopefully be able to tune in here this afternoon and the rest of this weekend. We got some good PBR bull riding coming up here in Seattle too. You got your fantasy picks yet?
No.
Okay. Well, you guys get down to it and kind of study up on those draws, because I have not had an opportunity to even take a look at it. And tomorrow is my fantasy pick day, so I'm going to be looking for your guys, opinions on it. So you guys help me out, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Emily. Well, take care and have a good day, okay? Drive carefully.
Yep, thank you.
All right, guys. Obviously, another one of our Making Eight Maniacs, Miss Emily, jumping on board here, and it was great to have her on board. She actually called off work and canceled all her runs on Tuesday so she could hang out with us for the first portion of that trip as we were heading out from Florida to Louisiana. That, you know, man, I'm telling you, that's a lot of dedication out there. You fans are really diehard and just the greatest bull riding rodeo Making Eight fans that anybody could ask for, really. So, while we're out, actually on the subject, though, we were talking with Miss Emily about it. The fantasy picks are out now. We got to get our picks now. We're coming into the second event of the new season. Obviously, the first one was Last Cowboy Standing, and that format was a little bit different than what our regular ones are. So we'll have an opportunity to see who's doing what. Now, I got to tell you, you know, you got guys like Austin Meyer on board. This guy took 2 weeks off, you know, the Easter weekend. Wow. You know, I think we could see some good things coming out of him. I would certainly like to get him out here and find out how his shoulder is doing. I think that it would help all of us fans out here. But, man, you know, I think that draft's going to be really exciting. Can't wait to see what's going on with it. And, yes, I have been over to Twitter, and I have seen the comments out here. Obviously, Shannon is pretty pleased with Miss Donna for throwing out the booger nickname. I don't know why I got put out there. I mean, it's not like I was picking my nose on camera or anything, so I'm not quite sure how we got that nickname, but, hey, it is what it is. And I see Paige out there saying that her favorite part of the road trip yesterday and day before was the singing and dancing. I still can't get over that. And I'm going to deny it until somebody actually shows the proof out there. And unfortunately, I don't think I have any, except for I know that if you go to our replays, we didn't record the entire trip because that's a long road. We were only going to record about 3 hours of our trip yesterday. Turned out to be about 4 hours of our trip yesterday that we recorded because of the detours we had to take and how we got sidetracked and got on the wrong path because the Making Eight Maniacs were distracting me. So, anyways, you got about a four-hour video broadcast out there. There may be a little bit of singing and dancing out there. I'm not quite sure. But we did, we've got some good camera angles, too, to get you guys a shot. For some of you fans, you know, that was the cool thing is that, you know, a lot of the fans out there were saying, you know, I've never been to Texas, and I've never been to Oklahoma, you know. And so we were giving you guys some camera shots out there where you guys could actually see a little bit of the Oklahoma countryside and the Texas. You know, we didn't get it started in Texas, and I'm sorry for that. I wish we could have. Now that we know what we're doing a little bit more, we're going to do a lot more of that. We're going to show you guys some more angles from outside so you guys can see that country road as we head on down it, you know. And that way you guys will have an opportunity to see what we're seeing out there on these roads. And I think you'll like it. You know, like I said, it is a lot of fun. We did learn from this road trip. You know, we had a long time to be able to sit back and work on things. So it certainly worked out real well. Let's see. Oh, I see that there's some blackmail being thrown out there in regards to some yeah. Some of the things that are thrown around in regards to the singing and dancing yesterday. Yes, that was absolutely hilarious. Yesterday, we're driving through Oklahoma. We hit this spot where there was, I guess you could say, retention ponds, or there were some sort of ponds that were set out there. And this guy had this, like, 1960s tractor. And he had, you know, if you guys have ever seen, if you've ever been out in the country, I know you've seen it. It's actually like the back end of a pickup truck. It's the bed of a pickup truck as trailers, you know. And I've seen guys use them driving down the road, you know. I've looked at them and I'm like, holy cow, this guy's got a double bedded truck, and it turns out to be a trailer that he's pulling, you know. Well, this guy had like this 1960s tractor hooked up to this. Or had this trailer hooked up to this, like, 1960s tractor. It was in the middle in between these two ponds, and it's, like, completely, you know, like, halfway underwater because of the fact that they've had so much rain out here in Oklahoma. And this guy's sitting in that back of that trailer with a fishing pole out there fishing. That was his boat. So I guess only in Oklahoma, you know. I mean, we've seen stuff like that, but, man, I wish I could have stopped and got a picture of it. It was classic. It was absolutely classic. Great way to come into Oklahoma. You know, we did have some fun with that one. And we did see some cool things when we were heading through Muskogee, Oklahoma there. We saw some great statues. Man, they were beautiful. I actually did a U-turn to come back and give you guys a perspective, give you guys a live camera angle, you know. And then, of course, we had Mrs. Megan Aid on board, and she was tuning in from back home in Florida. So she was able to see some of the countryside that we were driving through. And, man, it was just gorgeous. It really was. And I can't wait to get back through there. It was the Indian Nation Turnpike that we were on as we came in from Texas over here on the east side of Oklahoma. And it was, man, I can't wait to drive that road again. I believe the tolls were like, I think they were like $350 or something like that. It was like $350 for the tolls to drive that route. But, man, well worth it. Oh, golly. Just beautiful. So, and hopefully if you guys were tuned in, you guys were able to see enough of it and really enjoy it as well. I know I was overwhelmed. I was like a little kid on Christmas morning, you know. I'm like, oh, wow, this is gorgeous, you know. But and I've already been to Oklahoma, you know. I mean, I've been through some of these, you know, countrysides. I've seen beauty, you know, in the lands. But, man, you know, when you have such a big passion, and it's the same passion that we have for bull riding, you know, we get so wound up and so excited about rodeos and about bull riding and about being there that, you know, it just, I don't know, you know, it just comes out in so many different ways. So if y'all thought I was crazy, well, maybe I am a little crazy. I'm crazy about Oklahoma. We can't wait to be here and actually hang our hat for good, you know. So anyhow, yeah, I'm actually seeing some comments here in the chat room. Sandy said he's going to teach me a little Cherokee, huh? Certainly. I'd be happy to learn it. You know, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, we're absolutely, you know. Now, the only thing that I do, and I don't know, I may get in trouble for saying this, but, yeah, I think the only thing that I know as far as the Indians is smoke them peace pipe. So, because back in the day, I may have smoked a little bit of the peace pipe. But, yeah, we did have some fun, and, man, I can't, you know, just so glad to be here. I really am. I can't say it enough, you know. You guys probably get tired of hearing it and tell me to shut up, but, yeah. I'm going to make you jealous, I promise. Yeah, at least I'm going to do my best anyways. And, you know, I'm envious that Sandy and, you know, so many others, you know, Austin Meyer, so many of our other fans have been out here their entire lives, you know. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, we've had some great opportunities. And I know a lot of the fans love seeing Florida, and, you know, getting down to Florida, that type of thing. But, wow, really, you know, I mean, there's nothing like Oklahoma. There really isn't. I mean, the minute I got here for the IFR, I fell in love with it. Couldn't wait to get back, and now that we're here, just so excited to be here. So, anyhow, like I said, we got to get down to it, though. We got some PBR, we got some rodeo action. If you guys have not been over at the Live Event Center yet, we did get it tuned up last night just a little bit. Make sure everything is working for you guys. Last I checked, it was – there should be a way for you guys to be able to print up the day sheets there, but the day sheets are up. So you guys can see who's on the list on Friday and Saturday, and you find out who is going to be competing in each event, and follow along with us during our broadcast. So that'll be an opportunity for you guys. It is up there on the Live Event Center. And, you know, the other thing that we do have on there that, you know, like I said, it was brought to my attention yesterday. I know that we had some of our Making 8 Maniacs, some of our fans tuning in, and Sweet Al, as some of you guys know her, you see her on Facebook and on Twitter. You know, she made a suggestion that we put up a donation thing. And, you know, so we put it up on our Live Event Center, and as we're out doing these video broadcasts, you know, we're not getting paid a whole lot much more than gas money to get to these events and back, you know. Sometimes we're losing money on it, but, you know, it's worth it to bring you guys all that excitement. You know, we want to get you guys involved. We want to get more involved with these rodeos and with these bull rides, so it's kind of a price you pay. But in order to do that, you know, the suggestion was brought up by Sweet Al that we put up a donation thing. And if you guys are interested, like I said, we're not going to be pushing it during our broadcast. We don't want you guys to feel obligated to. But, hey, if you guys want to come out and support Making 8 a little bit, we're proud to have you guys, and we appreciate it. So it is up there on the Live Event Center page. It's going to stay up there. And, like I said, hopefully you guys will be able to see the Twitter links. We do have the Twitter up there, so as we're updating, you guys will be able to see it right there on Twitter. And we will have, you know, like I said, we will have the day sheets are up there on the bottom of the broadcast area. When you get over there to it, you'll see the G-Money, the television broadcast deal on the left. You'll see the chat room on the right, and then you can scroll down just a little bit more, and you'll see the day sheets right there. So hopefully you guys will be able to print them up for us, and let's get those things printed up and get ready for some rodeo action this weekend. Obviously brought to you by G-Money Rodeo, M&M Campers, and many others that we're going to talk about this weekend. We're getting things in order. Like I said, we're one step closer to kicking this thing off in a big way, and really pleased that you guys are here with us, and look forward to having you guys out here during our broadcast. It looks like it does look like Sandy is, you know, now Sandy is actually going to be at the 89er Rodeo in Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend. So she's going to be just down the road. And her and I were talking over the last couple days that absolutely, you know, that a lot of these guys that are competing at the 89er Day Rodeo is also going to be competing up here in Miami. So we're going to see them on both nights. Sandy's going to be down there, hopefully taking some fantastic pictures, as she always does. And we're going to see her pictures and hopefully be able to see them up online. You guys will have to stay tuned to that. And hopefully we'll get a link out there. If we can do it, we're going to try to get something put together for it there, Sandy. If you can get a hold of me this evening, would be fantastic. Maybe we can get together and we'll get that link up so you can post your pictures right there on Making 8. For all the fans to see what's going on down there at the 89er Day. And we look forward to that. I know that we definitely want to hear from you guys how the, you know, if you guys can print out a day sheet and let us know who's winning the event on Friday, you know, who's leading the events on Friday, that way we can turn around on Saturday and maybe compare them to some of the guys that we know. It would be a great time. So if you guys are going to be following along with Making 8 this weekend and G-Money Rodeo, make sure to follow along with Sandy Graber as well, and hopefully she'll be able to keep us posted on what's going on out there. Would certainly love to have that. And thank you, Miss Barb, our link liaison out here posting up all the websites. Wow, man, I'm telling you, she's got it. She is on fire this morning. I think she had a couple Red Bulls to get herself going. We've got the Making 8 Live Event Center page set up. She's got M&M Custom Campers, which they're actually donating a camper to the winner, the overall winner of this G-Money Rodeo series that's going on. And this is the first event. Hopefully we'll be able to get out to many more of them. And, you know, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to sit down with M&M Campers. Maybe we'll go through and get some video clips and let you guys take a look at what these campers are all about. I think you'll like them. I know that when we were over there checking out the website, they were really cool looking. Maybe we'll give you a firsthand view. Maybe we'll get you guys, when we get down there, we'll go through them and we'll do a little video recording or something. We'll come back and we'll play it for you guys, let you guys have an opportunity to take a look at it. Yes, thank you guys so much. You know, and that's the other thing, Miss Cat Johnson. You have to let Alvin know that Macon 8 is out here in Oklahoma. Now, I do know that one of your bull riders that you do sponsor is actually out here. You're just posting out that he's going to be riding in an event this weekend on Friday in Eufaula, something like that. I got to get used to pronouncing these Indian names. Now, we have the Seminole tribe down there in Florida, and they're quite heavy. So most of the names down there in Florida, Mayaca City, you know, Bonifay, there's so many of them down there that have Indian-type names. But, yeah, now we got to get acclimated to some of the Indian names out here. But, yes, going to be out here in Oklahoma on Friday, and make sure to let him know that we will be – we will be here for the next few months, and you can bet that we will be at the same rodeos or bull rides. So make sure to have him come down and see us. He's part of our team because you're part of our team. So we want to bring him in as well and welcome him into the Macon 8 family, and hopefully we'll get him on our show a little bit sometime and let you get an opportunity to talk with him firsthand. I think it'd be a great deal. Let's see. Oh, Eufaula. Oh, that's, you know, and I've actually heard of that before. I just didn't see it pronounced that way. Eufaula, Oklahoma. That's what it is. Okay. So, yeah. and it looks like that Miss Sweet Al is actually in here. And of course, we were just bragging about her stopping in and saying howdy to us on the road. Good morning to you, and glad that you're here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo show today. We got about 20 minutes left in the show, guys. If you guys want to call us and welcome us into Oklahoma or tell us about what you guys thought of our road trip experience and tell us what you thought was the best part, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Of course, we're looking to take your questions, your comments, talk a little bull riding, talk a little rodeo with you, and always looking for your cowboy logic. But we're going to take a break, fans. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Macon8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Macon8.com. Get a grip.
Well, your mama finds it hard to understand why her loving son wants to be a rodeo man. And your daddy had a whole lot of great big plans for you. You hate to disappoint him, but you got other things to do. Now your best girl thinks it's time you settle down. You finally graduated and she's ready for a wedding gown. But there's a great big world just waiting out there for you. And if she really loves you, she can wait another year or two. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way they're ever gonna change. Everybody know a cowboy's got to ride. Now your high school buddies say, man, don't you know rodeo's a crazy, foolish game? But you can see in their eyes a little bit of jealousy. They're all working 9 to 5, you're footloose and fancy free. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way you're ever gonna change your mind. Don't everybody know a cowboy's got to ride.
Pettis World Champion Rob Smets. And whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, winding things down here, just under 15 minutes left in our show today. And got to tell you guys, I really thought y'all would be sick of me riding, yeah, after riding with me for 23 hours over the last 2 days. But we have had a great time, and I cannot, you know, cannot begin to even tell you guys how much we appreciate what you guys have done, you know. And that's every one of you guys, whether you were there, you know, logging in for 15 minutes or 5 minutes, you know, just to stop in and say, hey, it really means a lot. It helps us get down the road a lot easier, you know, to know that you guys are out there supporting us. And this is what it's going to pay off this weekend. G-Money Rodeo. Hopefully we'll get you guys tuning in, spreading the word, getting it out there to every website you know, posting links on it, Facebook, Twitter. We really want you guys to get the other fans out there and make them aware that, hey, Macon 8 is here, and we are broadcasting these events for you. We want you guys to be involved. We've got day sheets available for you guys to follow along. You may not know some of the athletes, but, hey, this is your opportunity to learn a little bit about them. You know, you got so many. You got 40 of the top best riders in the PBR that ride week in and week out. Yeah, we get an opportunity to know these guys. Sure, Macon 8 brings them to you, and you guys get an opportunity to know a little bit more about them outside of the arena and outside of what you see on Versus. But, you know, it's a lot more than that. Rodeo is such a historical event, you know. It's what cowboys are made of, you know, and it's part of a lifestyle that we have, and even you as fans share, you know. You guys experienced that yesterday and the day before as we traveled down the road and, of course, telling rodeo stories. And, heck, some of you guys were part of those rodeo stories, you know. I mean, now you guys can go back and, I mean, shoot, Gabby, you know. Of course, we had to play out the song. We got into a discussion about how Gabby was left back in Texas. Well, actually, all the Macon 8 fans were stating that we left them back in Texas because, of course, as soon as we crossed the border, we lost connection. And we had to reboot the computer. It took us a few minutes to get back on. We were about 10 miles in before we got back online. And, you know, everybody was saying, hey, you left us here back in Texas, you know. And sure enough, we kind of did in that sense, you know. But Gabby being from Texas, you know, and we just found that to be pretty – part of the storyline there, you know, that fell along with it. And, of course, you know, if you weren't on the road trip, it makes it hard for you to relate. But, yeah, you know, the storyline behind it was, you know, Gabby's back in Texas. And we're talking literally because that's where she's from. But, of course, you know, Luke Kaufman, who just had a birthday yesterday, actually came out with a song, Cassie's Back in Texas. So wouldn't you know it that when that song would come on and we were playing it, you know, here in the truck heading down the road, that we would change the lyrics to it, and instead of being Cassie's Back in Texas, it was Gabby's Back in Texas. And I know that was pretty comical, and no, I don't think you're going to get me singing it to you, but any time Gabby's going to hear that song now, of course, the first thing she's going to think of is when we were on the road traveling together, how Macon 8 was singing Gabby's Back in Texas instead of Cassie's Back in Texas. So, yeah, just one of those things that happen when you're on the road, you know, and so now you guys are part of that life on the road experience, and we're so glad that you guys were able to experience it, you know. And there may have been some parts where you're just like, oh, I'm ready to go to bed, you know, I'm tired of looking at this guy on camera, and well, shoot, I don't blame you, you know. But yeah, how much fun was that? I mean, 23 hours, 2 days worth. You just can't put a price tag on that. You really can't. It was worth every minute of it. So anyhow, looking down here and just trying to catch up on what's going on here in our chat room. You know, I see that, Miss Cat's trying to work with some of her guys. And, you know, I believe we're going to be at some ACRA events and some CRRA events. So you guys will have to stay tuned. We may have an opportunity to actually broadcast Alvin out here during some of these broadcasts. And love to get him on board. I'm sure we're going to cross some of these rodeos out here together. Going back to it, checking some of our posts that are putting out there. Looks like Miss Denise is having some issues getting back in our chat room. And of course, if you've been with us the last couple of days, you know that there's been all kinds of issues with that. And well, shoot, I apologize. Now I will tell you that one of the things that we did find out, so if you guys are tuned in and you're having some issues with Blog Talk or you're having some issues with the Ustream, you can't get into the chat. You keep getting booted out. You don't know what's going on. Same way with making8.com, if you guys are having trouble with it, one of the things that we learned, and, you know, the issues with Ustream and Blog Talk really don't pertain to making8.com. However, we use a lot of the same service, and we all three use Mozilla Firefox in building our platforms. There's a language barrier between what our websites have to offer and Internet Explorer and Mozilla Firefox. So if you're viewing it on Internet Explorer, it doesn't translate the language appropriately like it would if you're on Mozilla Firefox. So for the fans that are out there having issues, my suggestion would be if you can, make sure to go through any one of these three platforms using Mozilla Firefox. And I can pretty much assure that you're going to have less issues. Now, Making 8 is something that we'll take responsibility for. We'll be able to look into and fix. While talking to Ustream, they're kind of on their own deal. But I will tell you that some of the fans have had less issues in logging in and interacting in the chat room, getting into where you want to be, and seeing what all is out there for you on making8.com by using Mozilla Firefox. So we're going to give them a little bit of a plug there, but the only reason why is because we kind of have to. Internet Explorer has created some issues. It's in a language barrier. When the things that we have on our website, when we put those things there, it creates, you know, it's all in language and how you type things out. Well, apparently Internet Explorer can't read some of those things. So that's one of the issues. So just so you guys know, if you are having issues, Mozilla Firefox is where to go to at least start to solve your problems. That would be my suggestion to you guys. Apologize if it creates an issue. I know that we use it as a platform because of the fact that it is a lot less it creates a lot less interference and just makes things go so much smoother. So looks like we're going to have a caller here on the line with us, and they ended up breaking out. Not quite sure what happened there, but we'll see if we can't get them back. Hopefully they'll get back on here with us. All right, where are we? We're about 5 minutes left here in our show, guys, and we're getting here tonight. Really cool, Frank. We're going to get some rodeos, and hopefully you guys, like I said, if you guys are player event center, and if you're not seeing some of the things that are going on up there that we're talking about, day sheets and that type of thing, make sure that you're using Mozilla Firefox. It will, I believe it will help clarify some things for some of you that are having some issues. So just a suggestion, we can't be responsible for everything. We're trying to make it compatible with both Internet Explorer and Mozilla Firefox. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a computer guru. You know, I haven't gone to college for it. And, you know, we're just trying to work through things. And the only way we're going to do that is by getting some of your positive feedback. So Looks like Miss Sweet Al is going to have to take a ride, and want to say we appreciate you stopping back in here, darling, and hope you have yourself a fantastic day, as I know we will from right here in Oklahoma. So anyhow, I believe it was Miss Denise that was trying to call in there. I believe she was just trying to listen in as we start wrapping up here our show. Let's see. I got to try to get over here and find some good cowboy logic for the day. I was hoping we'd get Cody on board here, and I haven't seen him pop in. He must be pretty busy. Want to wish him the best out there. I know that the storms have really blown through out that way, and got to say, hey, you guys make sure to keep those folks in your prayers, as you guys have with Make It 8 and making sure that our road trip went. You know, these storms were pretty that way.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Well, wouldn't you know that we start running into issues right here at the wrap-up of our show. Wow. You know, it is what it is. That's modern technology for you at its finest. Y'all say a prayer. Hopefully we won't run into these issues this weekend. We're working on some good game plans. We're going to be down there this afternoon. Y'all come on down. Check out the Making8.com live event center. Come on over there. Check us out. Say howdy to us. We'll have the chat room open. We'll be happy to have you guys on board with us. You know, yesterday we closed out our lunch hour show with a little bit of Luke Kaufman. We're going to do the same thing today, but you know, I will tell you that yesterday we played a little bit of the Rod Rank anthem. Today we're going to play one for Miss Gabby. I know that she's had some issues with us and getting on board and getting in the chat room. So guess what? We're going to play one for her right here on MakingAid.com. Obviously, this is Luke Kaufman's newest single. Cassie's back in Texas. But when you think about it, think about Miss Gabby back in Texas. The whole road trip thing, you would have had to have been there. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, or this afternoon, if you're going to tune in on the live event center, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
I met her in Reno where the weather was bright. I was hoping for Texas.
five-time world champion Rob Smets. You're listening to MakingEight.com.